Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Let's chat some swimming on this edition of the Kona Edge. My name is Brad Brown, and keen to find out what the swimming scene around triathlon is like in the Big Apple. We head to New York City today to catch up with Rob Moore. That's all coming up in a moment. And don't forget your chance to win an entry into an Ironman. Simply text the word Ironman to 44222 and I'll send you the details. Or what you can do is head over to thekonaedge.com/win. To find out more. That draw is going to be happening at the end of this year. All the details are on that URL. That's thekonaedge.com/win. Alternatively, just click on the link in your podcast player. It's just below this episode, and you'll go straight through there right now. So go check it out. Get in the mix, and I could be paying for your next Ironman entry. So go check that out. That's thekonaedge.com/win. In the spotlight in the coach's corner today is MP Multisports. Their athlete-coach relationship is what makes MP Multisport unique in the coaching field. Their role is to ensure the coach relationship is evident in all their coaching interactions. MP Multisport coaching involves listening first to understand your needs as an athlete, continuous analyzation by them, and implementation by you. They don't focus on mass-produced training plans or categorize their athletes because no two athletes are the same. There's more to your needs than swim, bike, and run portion of training. Too often, athletes will push through their training laps and miles but forget about the impact in other areas of their lives. To get to your goals, MP Multisport takes a holistic approach to the process, which includes the balance you have in your life, nutrition, core strength, and time management, as well as understanding those needs through communication. To find out more about MP Multisport, head over to the Coach's Corner. Just go to thekonaedge.com/coaching, or alternatively head straight through to their website. It's mpmultisport.com. If you're a coach, or if you have a coaching business and you'd like to be featured in the Coach's Corner, simply head over to that URL. It's thekonaedge.com/coaching and scroll right down to the bottom of the page to get all the details. Time to chat some swimming here on the Kona Edge. We head back to the Big Apple, New York City, to catch up with Rob Moore. Rob, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, certainly. Thanks so much for having me on.
Rob, you didn't grow up as a swimmer. You probably messed about in the water, but you don't come from a traditionally strong swimming background. Has it been something you've picked up pretty easily?
I'd say easily would be a stretch. But
you've picked it up.
Certainly put a lot into it. And I think maybe it's come slightly more easily for me than it may for others. I definitely messed around a lot in the water as a young kid. So
you could float.
My form is not too terrible. Yeah, I can float on my back if I need to. It's something that has come along pretty steadily, I would say.
From a getting better in the water perspective, what are some of the things you've done over time that you think has really made a difference to your swim performance?
Yeah, so I'd say two things. One is just consistency in the water and trying to get in the pool 3 to 4 times a week. That's huge. The other thing is, when I was living in LA, and this was just basically over the past 2 years, I swam with, Jerry Rodriguez in the Tower 26 yep. group. And I think there's so much to be said for, the group masters environment of swimming. Obviously Jerry really knows what he's doing in terms of workouts, but I think there are some really big benefits from being, really big benefits from being pushed by a group in a lane, whether that's leading the lane and having the group rely on you in terms of hitting your times, or just the added motivation of showing up every day because you don't want to you're kind of held accountable by that group and by the coach on deck. So would definitely recommend masters swimming, or if you're in the LA area, going to Tower 26 again. Jerry's fantastic and certainly did did a lot in terms of developing my swim.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't know Jerry personally, but I know he's got a podcast as well, and yeah, he talks a lot of sense, and I've only heard good things. So I think you're spot on with that. As far as sort of group and master swimming in New York City, have you got a group that you train with in the Big Apple?
No, I don't actually. So my schedule is a bit harder to navigate here. So I just swim on my own when I can. I still go, you know, 3 to 4 times a week, but really just kind of at odd hours throughout the day. I also look to get to the pool at a time when it's not super crowded, which in New York can sometimes be a challenge. But yeah, I just swim on my own here. My coach, Justin Dare, builds my workouts. And thankfully, I'm uploading those to Training Peaks, so I have the accountability on that end. And, you know, again, just trying to stay consistent and getting in the water 3 to 4 times a week.
Favorite workouts, what do you love doing?
Yeah, I'm kind of bipolar with my with the workouts I like. I either really like the kind of enjoyment of the sport, getting out and being in the sun type workouts. So for swimming, like just an open water swim, where you're out in nature, maybe with a couple other people, just, you know, occasionally looking at time, but really just trying to put in, you know, a good effort and have some fun out there. So that's one end of the spectrum. And then on the other end of the spectrum, I really like to do workouts that have, you know, big structure and that are kind of a test of where you are in your fitness. So to that end, something like a 40 by 100, where your 100 is on the pace you're looking to hold over the course of an Ironman, and you're getting maybe 10 to 15 seconds of rest per interval, with maybe an extra 10 seconds every 10 reps, so that you kind of have a little bit of you know, mental break and breaking up into 4 sets of those 10.
Okay, you mentioned open water. In a city like New York, what are the chances? I mean, how often do you get to do open water? I take it you're not swimming in the Hudson.
No Hudson, no East River. Open water is basically non-existent here. Thankfully, I'll have work bring me out to LA every so often. And in those instances, if it's between the months of May and October, I'm able to get out with the Tower 26 group on Wednesday mornings and do the open water ocean swims, which are a blast. And then occasionally I'll be in Boulder, and if it's the right time of the year, I'll do the Boulder Reservoir open water swims. But that's pretty much it. In New York, maybe you can do some stuff upstate, but in terms of, you know, schedule and being able to fit that in, I'm in a indoor pool here.
Yeah, you don't want to be opening your mouth in the Hudson, that's for sure. Let's talk about what you're working on in the water right now. What are some of the things you're really trying to improve?
Yeah, at this point, it's really just about building distance at a strong pace. So I'm kind of at a point where my form is not so much what's holding me back. I mean, I'm sure it is to some extent, but for me, it's really just about building the aerobic capacity in the water and being able to hold a great pace for, you know, numerous 100s on a short interval.
Cool stuff. Well, Rob, thank you for joining us on this edition of the Cone Edge. I look forward to talking about your bike next time out.
Yeah, certainly. Thanks so much for having me on.
I'm guessing that the Kona Edge is not the only podcast you listen to. If you're anything like me, you probably listen to a ton of different podcasts. I think at the moment I have 10 or 15 go-tos that I listen to every single week. And if you listen to a lot of podcasts, at some stage you've probably thought about starting your own. Well, the good news is it's easier than you think. ThePodcastingAcademy.com is giving you the opportunity to get your own podcast started right now. The Podcasting Academy is a 21-day, step-by-step online program that'll get you from zero to podcast in just 3 weeks. Right now, thepodcastingacademy.com is offering listeners of the Kona Edge a 25% discount. All you need to do is use the word Kona at checkout to qualify. Head over to thepodcastingacademy.com to find out more. Thank you for joining us, and thank you to Rob for sharing those tips with us here on the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. We're back again tomorrow with another edition of the podcast. I look forward to catching up with you then. Don't forget to reach out if you have any comments or questions, suggestions. My email address is brad@thekonaedge.com. It comes straight into my inbox. I love hearing from triathletes around the planet, and I look forward to hearing from you. Until tomorrow. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.